Was there a different feel in this camp?
It's just everybody's just moving around so fast. You know, yesterday the offense was getting the best of us. Today we came out and had to try to step it up because they were a step ahead of us yesterday. And today we had a meeting like, come on, man, let's step it up. We got to get our hands on more balls. And that's what we came out there and tried to do.
What'd you see on that, on your pick six? Did
you
just know what route was
going to
be?
Oh, no. I just jump stuff. And if I see it, I just go for it. You know what I'm saying? So I just saw they ran a double out. So I knew they weren't going to run double out and up. So when he ran out, I just jumped it.
Does Ray Horton put a huge emphasis on getting your hands on balls?
He puts a bigger emphasis on just making sure they don't get the deep ball on us. He don't want nothing over top of our heads. He's saying right now, you know, we can't really – he has so much faith in our front seven. I mean, them big dudes coming off the ends and everything. He's like, long as we just keep everything in front of us, comebacks and stuff like that is going to happen, but we're going to have pressure to get to the quarterback. So they're going to be throwing passes off their back legs and things like that.
Joe, with Sheldon gone, it's you and TJ and a bunch of kids in like their first or second year. Do you guys feel like a couple old men back there?
Man, me and T are the vets. You know, I actually talked to TJ about that today. I'm like, TJ, we've been here for four. This is our fourth season. I feel like we've been here for like 2 years now, you know. But it feels good because we're comfortable. We know the game. We're comfortable with our coaches. And we give respect. I just talked to one of the corners today. He was talking about how he said, man, I watched you when you were in high school. So, like, just knowing that they respect us and we've been able to just lead them by example, just going out there and just doing our thing, and that makes them want to listen to us a little more.
Coach Chutt said you have a chance to be an elite quarterback. Mm-hmm. What expectations, you know, from you with your coach, putting those kind of expectations on you?
Man, that's the expectation I put on myself. Me and him, we meet several times, and I tell him what I want to do, and I tell him my goals and things like that, and he tells me what my goals should be. And we have an open relationship. We just sit there and we talk a lot. And I like Coach Chutt, and he believes in me. I believe in myself. And with this defense that Coach Horton's running, there's no reason why we shouldn't be elite.
Joe, is there any one particular guy in defense that stepped up and said we need to make this our day today after we gave you offense yesterday?
That was me. In our room, basically, it was me and T. You know, we set the tone in the DB room. As far as our coach, Coach Lou, he's a great coach, and he was like, yesterday was pretty good, but today we got to step it up. Me and T, we just like to pull the dudes together because we have so many young players in the room. There's so many first-year guys, second-year guys, and we just got to tell them what it is. You just got to be out here, and unless you're not making plays, you could be gone tomorrow, you know, and it's just like that, and you just had to let them know it's cutthroat.
Joe, how much different are you off the field from last year to this year?
I'd say a lot different, man. I mean, everything back at home is a lot more settled, you know. It's just a security blanket. I mean, I got my wife back at home now. It's not my girlfriend. I don't have my boys coming over all the time. It's just she's like, all right, look, we're having dinner tonight. Bet. This is good. So it's just a lot more relaxed. I have to focus on a whole lot less about my friends coming over or whatever. Just, you know, chilling with my wife and come out here and do my thing for football.
Do you feel like you got a clean slate when the new regime and then the new coaching staff?
I respect respect my play. They always, when I talk to them, it's all about what we do on the field. And Coach Chutt he likes my approach. I mean, I'm approaching it just with a fresh start. You know, last year was last year. What happened is in the past. So just coming in, and I feel like I honestly owe the team, I owe myself, I owe the fans, I owe the Browns, just everything I got this year and as to keep going, to just be elite and hold things down.
Define elite. We use that term a lot, but what's an elite cornerback in your mind?
An elite cornerback is a top five corner in the league. You know, just one of those dudes that you can, like, there's not too many of them. You know what I'm saying? There's not too many people that can use the word elite, and I want to be one of the five that can use it.
With all the trash talk.
Does Ray Horton talk to you about, you know, he coached Patrick Peterson, you know, Patrick's an elite cornerback too. Does he, you know, tell you that you're
This is what he tells me that he when I first came in, he was like, Coach Pat, and he said, and you're going to be the Pat on this team. You know what I'm saying? You're that corner. He said, you tackle, you cover well. So basically he put it on me to just go out there and just do my thing, man, and just grow as a corner. And he believes in me. Coach Lou believes in me. Coach Chutt, you know, so as long as I know they got my back, everything's going to be cool.
Joe, North Turner's talked a lot of trash to you, saying we're coming at you, Joe. You got a little fuel after today? Go back at him a little bit?
Oh no, not at all. It's love, man. We both wear brown jerseys. So as long as Greg and JG and best are doing their thing, I'm happy for them. It's just like competitive to get each other better. That's all we're trying to do. We want Jordan Cameron to go up against TJ. We want to hear them talking because that's going to make Jordan better. It's going to make TJ better. We want me and Greg, that's my boy. We want Greg talking to me. I want Greg trying to do his thing because I'm not going to take it easy on Greg. He's not going to take it easy on me. That's the only way we're going to be able to win on Sundays.
John, was the suspension last year a turning point for you?
It was a humbling thing, you know what I'm saying, that it was one of the lowest points. So basically I don't really like talking about it, but it was a low point in my life, and now everything seems like it's on the up and up, so I'm just happy and praying every day.
But you ended up getting engaged, getting married.
Yeah.
And it just seems like things have turned around.
Yeah, things are going really good for me.
The fans treat you any differently after that?
No, I mean, you know how Cleveland fans are. At first, it was all bad. But then when I just chilled, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is. I mean, I messed up. And then when I came back, same thing, same love, just embraced me. So I went out there and just had to just do what I could do, you know what I'm saying, on the field. And that's the only way that you can get back.
We got time for two more questions.
What are your thoughts on him?
On McFadden? Oh, I really like McFadden. You know, he's still trying to learn it because they got him playing corner and a nickelback. It's just a whole lot going on. They're throwing the whole playbook at my man. So he's going to have to just, once he gets the hang of all of the coverages and everything he could do, because if you don't really know exactly what you're doing, you can't play fast. And if you don't play fast out there, it won't look too good. But he's doing good. He's learning. And I think when we get the pads on, that's when you can really tell.
Are you elite right now, or how far from
you? I would say, man, I'm just working hard, man. I'm just working hard every day. I won't be the judge of that. I let my play speak for itself.
How about Pro Bowl this year, though? Is that what you've done? Pro Bowl?
I mean, every year, that's the goal. You know, the goal is to be one of the best at your position, and that to get recognized there would be special. But I want us to win some games, and if you win games, then that gets the whole squad there. You know what I'm saying? So.